Hola, hola. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. This is a bilingual podcast where we speak Spanglish. Hablamos español y a veces hablamos inglés y a veces hablamos de los dos idiomas. So grateful for you guys. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, you are going to love today's lesson. And I call it a lesson, guys, but it is really an episode. So let's get into what we're going to talk about today. Mondays with Marty. Today we are talking about the elements of a good bio for your social media. It's critically important, guys, that you have a good bio in social media. I have a like. I don't know who that is, but I have a like. So anyway, okay, guys. So let's talk about this. I really want to talk to you about the elements of social media. If you've ever wondered, let me just dispel this myth. If you've ever wondered how social media can help you sell your products or services, then this live is for you. I want to bust through the biggest myth. Hey, there we go. Hey, Yoli, thanks for coming on. Yay. All right. So, guys, today on Mondays with Marty, elements of a good bio. Okay, so, but busting the biggest myth regarding social media. Today I'm here to tell you that social media is not a fad. It is not a fad, guys. It's not going to go away. In fact, it's growing. We are now going from social media to social audio. I have been on Clubhouse and I've been speaking in rooms and gathering lots of audiences and, you know, in entrepreneur rooms and in micropreneur rooms and in solopreneur rooms and just in meditation rooms, been speaking all over the place. So social media for now, at least it's still time to get on there. It's still free and it is the perfect place to market your products or services, guys. Now, that being said, I want to tell you, it can absolutely change at any point in time. So my question to you all is this: why are you not taking social media seriously and using it as a tool to build your business if you have a business? Ponder that, guys. Ponder that. If you are using it to build your business correctly, because there is the right way and then there is the sleazy way. So if you are building it correctly and using all of your guides and all of your tools and all of that, then kudos to you. If you're not, then here's my advice. Coach up and course up, guys. Right. So your bio is really important. It is so important, guys, that you need to have this bio, and this bio is going to help you on every social media platform. But today, they only give you a certain amount of characters on every platform. And that certain amount of characters, you need to bring your message to life, guys. Now, I can certainly share the intimacy of every platform, but today I only want to focus on Instagram since that seems to be the most restrictive in terms of characters. So if you can manage to get your message on Instagram, then you can bring it from there onto every platform, guys. But first of all, let's talk about this one two-part question I get asked all the time. Number one, Marty, should I have a business, a creator, or a personal account? And should I try to keep it private or not? All right, so that's the questions that we're that we need to kind of go over, right? But to answer those questions, I'm going to throw it back in your court, guys, and ask you, number one, do you have a business or a product? If so, how would people find you if your account is private? Right? Think about that. So that would answer that question. Here's another question. Do you sell to people via your personal account or a business account? Right? Most people sell through businesses. We go through businesses. We don't go to somebody's personal account to get sold to. Right? And number three, are you a blogger, a vlogger, or an ebook author, or a content creator? If you're any one of those, then you should have a creator account. I'm just saying, guys. Number four, are you wanting to sell or share your service and or products through your account? If the answer is yes, then you need a business account. I highly suggest a business account, guys. So that's important for you to understand. All right. Now let's talk about bio. Here's the easiest way. This bio is something that I share with my Rock Your Business Academy students, and I share it with my coaching clients. So the students that are in the Rock Your Business Academy are getting lots of information on how to structure their business as a business so that they can get paid as a business. Remember, if you're working your business as a hobby, it's going to pay you as a hobby. Right. So first, know that your bio does not and should not live in perpetuity, meaning that you need to revisit and tweak it often to serve your ICA. You need to know who your ICA is. You need to know who that ideal customer avatar is. But here's three top questions that are a must, that you must ask yourself when writing your bio. Three top questions, guys. Take notes. Get your note paper out and take notes, because you're going to need to work on this. Number one, who do I help? Number two, what do I help them with, or what do I help them do? And number three, why do I help them do this? This why isn't your why. This why is their why. This has to be based on their most pressing desire. If you take a look, if you go to my Instagram bio, you will see that I cover all these three sections. You will see who I serve, what do I help them with, and why they really want to be helped with this. These three questions are a must, guys. They're going to be part of your bio everywhere on every social media platform. Now, before I go any further, I want to answer another question. People always ask me, where should I be? Should I be on Facebook? Should I be on Instagram? Should I be on Twitter? Should I be on Clubhouse? Should I be? And my question to you is, where does your ICA live and hang out? Now, let's say your ICA hangs out on two platforms. Great. Does that mean that you as a business person need to master two platforms? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You master one, grow it there, and then move over to the next one. Okay? Master one, and remember, just because you have a lot of followers doesn't mean that they're going to translate into buyers, okay? So I want you to let go of that vanity metrics. No more. 2021 is not about the vanity metrics anymore. Nobody cares how many likes you got. Nobody cares how many follows you got. Everything is about sharing. How many shares did you get? And how many people commented? And now comments must be four to six words, right? So 4 to 6 words. How many people are sharing your information or your content, and how many people are commenting on? Okay? It's not about how many likes, because you can have a six-figure income business with only 220 people on your, you know, followers. But those are active followers, right? So people are like, oh my God, I'm losing followers. And here's what I say inside the Rock Your Biz Academy. That's great. Now, why I say that, that's for the people that are inside the Rock Your Biz Academy. So not only do you learn how to rock your biz if you're a network marketer in Rock Your Biz Academy, but you also get to learn how to rock your biz if you're a small business owner, guys. So the three questions I'm going to review again, being the edupreneur that I am. Who do I help? What do I help them do or with? And why do they want this help? Okay, these are three questions, guys. Now, I want to make sure that you really take a look at that. Really write that down. And you are going to need to play with it. Once you've got, that's like your base. Once you've got that bio with the base, it's going to be critically important that then you build on it. And once again, you're going to need to tweak your bio often. Often. Because we don't all stay the same. Your ideal customer isn't going to stay the same. Their pain points are going to change. And if you're really serving your customers, you're going to know that their pain points, they're either getting older, they want more skin products. They're either getting older, they want more joint products. They're either getting older and want some extra money. Whatever it is, you need to make sure that you're constantly adjusting your bio so that they can find you. Here's the other thing. It needs to be streamlined. We are now moving into the phase where your picture needs to be professional, and it needs to be one that's easily distinguishable and matches all the way across all the social media platforms, guys. All right. So I just want to make sure that you got the best value, best bang for your buck. These are the types of things that you're going to, you know, that you're going to learn inside the Rock Your Biz Academy. By the way, I decided that I was going to give a few more days for the people, for you people that are still sitting on the fence. But let me tell you what I learned today, sitting on the fence. So the Rock Your Biz Academy is not quite closed yet. But if you're not willing to pay in order to coach up or course up, guys, you're going to be staying in the same place. So if you like this and are ready to make a big shift in your business and in your mindset, then I invite you to sign up to the Rock Your Biz Academy now, because enrollment is really closing. I was going to close it last week, and then I got a couple of emails saying, oh, please, can you just let it stay open until the 15th? I get paid on the 15th. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to let it go a few more days. I talked to my assistant, and I said, do we do this? And she's like, I think you should. And I'm going like, okay, because you said so, I am. So if you like this content that I shared with you today, and you're ready to make this big shift in your business and in your mindset, once again, I invite you to join the Rock Your Business Academy, because enrollment is closing this week. And so, you know, the only thing you got to lose, guys, is sales and staying in the same place inside your business again next year in the same place, still trying to grow, still trying to get customers, still not mastering social media in order to get your, you know, your sales in. So if this is good for you, then I would humbly request that you share it. It's the link is martyangel.com/course. How easy is that? MartyAngel.com/course, right? And I'm going to go ahead and drop it in the comments below. Once again, you have a few more days to join. If you like this, guys, please share it. Please share it and make sure that you comment and then give me some love, guys. I hope you found value in this. And if you decide that you're going to actually implement what I taught today, please show me that you did it. Come back and show me, you know, a screenshot of your bio, and then tag me, guys. All right, guys. So, as always, I am so incredibly grateful for you showing up today. This is Marty Angel, Empowering Latina Coach, the Latina Business Coach, signing off, guys. Have a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. If you're here with me in sunny San Diego, it is amazing. All right, guys, have a great one.